How did you feel your day at Forfar went?
Oh, it was coming up and the signings that Jim's made. You know, they made the playoffs last year and I think he strengthened his squad, so it was a good test. They've signed some very good football players, especially for this level, so I'm sure they'll be up there pushing for promotion again this season. But from our own point of view, delighted that we've come up. Obviously scored a really good goal, well worked moving, a great finish, and as I say, we've come away unscathed without anybody having picked up any injuries, which is pleasing.
Tremendous show of strength in your squad that you're able to get put out two 11s who really competed, and even the younger boys in there were certainly not passengers, or they played really well today.
No, that, as I say, it's not getting carried away, but they're up against boys that have played at a right good level in Scottish football, a number of games under their belt, and as I say, it wasn't as if everything was brilliant on the day, but we competed. They got out at conditioning wise what we needed to get from them, and there was a few things that weren't so good, but equally there was a lot of positives to take from the game, and as I say, it's pleasing when we've been able to mix up the teams and give them both 45 minutes and give some of the younger ones some game experience.
As you say, the goal was really well worked. Is that the kind of thing we can expect from Kyle Turner?
I think what I'd said all along, Kyle's, you know, over 100 games playing with Stranraer in League One, and you know, he's an exciting prospect in terms of he wants to play the game going forward. He'll get on the half turn, he always looks to play a forward pass or, you know, have a shot at goal, so he's an exciting prospect. If we can help add to his game in terms of sometimes not forcing passes and keeping possession of the ball and help him with his game a little bit defensively, it'll be a pleasure to work with, because he's definitely got the attitude and application to get better.
Next up's the match at Dumbarton, so can we expect much the same on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it might be. We'll have to see how we are tomorrow in terms of if there are any bumps and bruises overnight. Maybe it might be that we give boys 60 minutes and possibly others 30. Again, that'll be dictated by, I'll speak to Gary on that side of things and see what he's saying in terms of who maybe needs a little bit more conditioning. But Dumbarton 1 will still be trying to get some fitness, match fitness out of it. We're looking into the Hibs game to give us a gauge on where we're going to be for the season ahead.
Okay.